Whoops, my mouse doesn't work. Okay. Welcome to my living room. The Christmas tree is down. The dogs are out. My son's eating potato chips before dinner, and my cat wants a snack. Huiling, you don't have to translate any of that. Okay, we're going to give everybody a few more minutes. I think everybody's connected. Ms. Lipsky, is everybody on already?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, cool. So thank you for joining. Hi, Denise. This meeting is specifically for third grade families. Huiling, can you translate that?
校长说呢，谢谢你们参加今天的晚，就是会议，然后这个会议呢，是专门给三年级的家长的。Okay,
so as you know, when we start the school year, we do a lot of assessments. Number one, we really want to see where the children are at. And especially this school year, because we really didn't have a sense. Last year, two-thirds of our school went remote and remained remote. One-third came in. So the range was unbelievable. We had teachers on remote, we had teachers in person, and we sort of couldn't come to a middle ground on where to start. So when September came around, we assessed them in math. We assessed them in their reading levels. We did a lot of assessments that really try to delve into their socio-emotional being. For those that allowed us, we did the DESA, which at the end of the day was extremely informative. So what we discovered with the third grade was, number one, the range was huge. Oops, so sorry, Huiling, your turn.
OK, 校长刚刚说呢，在今年呢，我们就是在今年呢，在学习开始的时候，学年开始的时候呢，老师们呢，他们有做了很多的测验，模拟测验呢，去看看学生的程度到底在哪里。 因为呢，我们今年呢，真的是不太清楚小朋友他们的程度在哪里，因为去年呢，他们有百分之，就是三分之二的学生呢，他们都是远程学习，然后一分之一的学生呢，他们有进来上学，然后呢，那个就是很大的差别，所以呢，我们今年呢，在学年开始的时候呢，有做很多很多的测验。 然后去看看，不单只是测验他们的数学跟阅读，我们也有看到，我们也有测验有关于他们的社会情感，OK，也就是校长刚刚说的 DESA。然后呢，那个资料回来呢，校长现在会讲那个有关于这个资料了。OK, you can go.
Oh, thank you. So, we found that there was such a wide range in every single assessment. Some students excelled and really made a lot of progress in math. Some really hit, they were really stuck in a rut. Same with literacy, with reading and writing. There was a wide range of social issues. We had students, oh, sorry.
校长说呢，然后呢，在这个就是我们做完测验这个报告呢，跟我们讲说呢，三年级的学生也有很大的差距。OK，这个报告告诉我们呢，是有些学生呢，他们就是状况非常的好，他们在很多地方呢都可以就是做的非常的好，但是有些学生呢，他们就进步的没有这么大。OK,
we had students that felt really lost in the school building. Many of these students in the third grade left us in the first grade, was remote in the second grade. So it was like starting all over for them. But more importantly, they're in that in-between stage. We always say in the school, the toughest grades to deal with are my third grade and my fifth grade. My third grade students always think that they're big shots because now they're older. They're no longer considered the lower grades. My fifth graders think that they're teenagers and they should be in middle school. After a year of COVID, it amplified. We have a lot of social issues on the third grade, same with the fifth grade. We have my third graders really testing the waters at a, we usually expect this type of testing the waters closer to spring, but they started right off in September. They had a lot of issues socializing during lunch. We do give them free play during recess. I think just like interacting and having a conversation is hard. It's bad enough that they have their mask on, they're 3 feet apart. They sort of have to learn all their social skills again. Not that they don't have social skills, but now it's like you're in a whole group. So we were thinking about this for the past 2 months. We've been meeting quite a bit with the third grade teachers.
Miss, sorry. Okay,
校长说呢,
就是, 有关于三年级呢, OK, so 三年级的学生呢, 因为他们呢, 只是在我们学校里面呢, 有待一年级, 待一半, 然后二年级呢, 他们选成做远程, 然后三年级又回来上学, 所以呢, 感觉上呢, 他们好像要重新再开始了, 然后校长刚刚说呢, 我们最难的年级, 其实是三年级跟五年级, 因为三年级的学生呢, 他们觉得他们长大了, 然后他们现在不是低年级的学生, 他们现在变成高年级的学生, 那五年级的学生呢, 他们觉得呢, 他们应该去中学了, 很多时候他们的行为呢, 就是, 就是有一点, 调皮的行为呢, 会是在, 春天的时候呢, 才开始, 做这些某些事情的, 但是呢, 他们一回来的时候呢, 九月份就开始做了, 而且呢, 我们觉得三年级的学生呢, 有很大的差距, 他们呢, 现在完全呢, 就是不知道怎么样去跟其他的小朋友呢, 去一起玩, 去跟他们, 就是, 就是跟他们交流, 不太清楚怎么样去, 正确的方法来跟他们的交流, 然后现在呢, 因为他们又戴口罩, 又三尺的社交距离, 所以, 情况变成更, 严重了。
Okay, so we've been talking about this for like the last month and a half, 2 months, and how can we support the third grade? We put a lot of adults for check-in in the classes. There's a lot of support in the classes, but we were just feeling it wasn't enough. We were spending a lot of time dealing with social issues and getting to the academics was a little difficult. And, you know, we are quite aware that, you know, we really want the children to feel safe. So that was utmost important, dealing with the emotions, the social issues, while not losing the academics. We decided the only way to do this and to really support the third grade is to create a fourth third grade class. What this means and how it would impact your child is that there will be less children in the room. We're taking students from each of the third grades and we're creating a fourth third grade class. I had to check in to make sure I had enough money in my budget to support another teacher. I got an okay to budget. We have a tight budget, but we think it's for a really worthy cause. We are going to pull students from each class, create a fourth third grade class. We already have a teacher in place, and this teacher is a substitute teacher, but he has been, planning with the third grade teachers for the past 2.5 weeks. He's been sitting in all the classrooms, observing the different teaching styles and really observing the students in his class. And we are hoping to open this class this Wednesday. The children it will affect, the families will get a call tomorrow to let you know whether your child will be in that new class or not. They will take over room 407. Hui Ling, I'll let you translate that.
Okay. Sorry. OK， 校长刚刚说呢，因为他们所有的社交情感呢，他们的距离差距跟那个需要更多的帮助呢，所以呢，三年级的老师跟校长呢，他们在过去一个月呢，一直商讨怎么样帮助这些小三年级的小朋友，然后呢，我们呢也增加了，就是说老师啊助教在那些教室里面，但是呢结果还是不太理想，所以呢我们现在呢就是有时候呢就是老师在学校里面呢，他们必须要去帮助小朋友呢去加强他们的社交情感呢，就是影响到他们呢在教室里面教书，所以呢我们现在校长说他决定呢去开一个第四个教室，三年级的教室，然后呢我们呢就会把三年级的教现在的教室里面的学生呢，我们会把它抽出一点学生出来呢放进这个新的教室里面，然后呢原因是因为我们想更好的帮助这些三年级的小朋友，然后呢校长说呢在他做这件事情之前呢，他必须要看看他的学校预算到底有没有预算去做这件事情，然后呢我们的就是教育局的就是预算方面呢我们是有的，所以他打算开这个，然后呢我们已经有了一个新的老师，然后这个新的老师呢在过去的两个半星期呢已经跟三年级的老师呢他们在规划，就是说应该要教什么东西，而且呢他也抽很多时间呢进去每一个教室里面呢去观察，去细心的去了解每一个小朋友，然后这个新的教室呢即将在这个星期三，对不对？会开起来，让学生进去跟这个新的老师去上课读书的。然后呢，如果你的小朋友呢是被转到这个新的教室里面呢，我们明天呢会给你们打一个电话，让你们知道这个小朋友，你的小朋友呢即将会在这个新的教室里面，是每一个教室里面都会抽出学生来呢放到这个新的教室里面的，而且这个教室呢即将会在407里面上课。
Wow, Huiling, I said all that. Okay. what this means is that your child will get more attention because there will be less students in each class. We also have really brought in a lot of support for our students. Right now, we have a full-time guidance counselor, a full-time social worker who also takes on guidance issue, a part-time social worker who offers guidance. We have art therapist 3 days a week, and we are about to get another art therapist to fill in one day. So the art therapist will be in 4 days a week. We're pouring all the support in to ensure that our students feel safe and that if there's a need for them to reach out to an adult, like we have the resources. If you have questions, please drop it in the chat. Once the teacher gets rolling and is more comfortable with the students, he has yet to pull them in the room, but they know him and he's been in their classroom. We'll have another meeting just with the families of the new class so that you can meet the new teacher. Any questions so far? How are the students chosen, the new class chosen?
Can I translate first before you answer the question?
Okay.
OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，这些决定呢，是其实呢是更好的帮助你的小朋友，而且也给他们，就是让老师可以多多的关注他们。然后呢，我们学校呢有，就是说有关于情感方面呢，我们学校有一个辅导员，而且呢也有一个full time。OK， 就是说正常的员工里面呢有社工，我们有一个 full time 的，还有一个是part time 的社工，而且我们也有一个就是美术的疗法老师呢，他一个星期来三天，然后我们即将会再请一个是一个星期来一天的，这样子我们就会有四天呢是有这个美术疗法的老师在这里帮助你们的小朋友的。我们所做的每一个决定呢都是要帮助你的小朋友，让他在社交情感方面呢，或者是跟小朋友沟通方面呢有更好的就是有知道怎么应该怎么样去做。然后老师呢他就是说当那个新的教室开起来的时候呢，我们也会就是 去再开一个会议给这些新的家庭，在这个新的教室里面呢，让你可以认识认识他们的新老师的。而且这些小朋友呢，都认识这个新老师，因为他在他们的教室里面呢有待过。
Okay, question number one, actually the only question, how are the students for the new class chosen? Fairly randomly. Our classes contain a really good mix. The only students that we can't, that have to specifically be placed in specific classes are my students with the individualized educational plan, or if they are language learners, they go into my bilingual class or my ENL class. Everybody else is fairly random. William, I hope that answers your question. Denise?
Can I translate
Oh, yes.
that? Okay,
yes.
然后这个家长问呢，那这些学生呢是怎么样被选的，选出来的？然后呢，校长说呢，这些学生呢将会随机去选出来的，而且呢，他们呢会从每一个教室抽出来。那如果他们不会被抽出来的原因，是因为他们有可能是有个人教育方案，或者是他是学习英文第二语言，其他的学生都是随机抽出来的。
Okay, Denise?
So, you know, you tell me if you think I'm overthinking this, but for the students that are out of school right now because they're sick, and if they happen to be joining this new teacher's classroom, is there any way for the new students to Zoom with this teacher, seeing as they won't be part of the transition on Wednesday and they might feel a little out of sorts walking into the classroom on Monday or Tuesday, I should say?
We haven't even scheduled that yet, but we will consider it.
Oh, wait, you haven't scheduled what? I'm sorry.
Any type of Zoom, we are working on a schedule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They are moving Wednesday, right?
Huh? We're
like,
going to try to make
showing...
it happen Wednesday. Realistically,
right.
If out of the 15 kids, 10 are in quarantine, it won't happen Wednesday. Or it will happen Wednesday and the five will get to know the teacher better. And then it'll be a good transition. So the way we did this was we are pulling these students out from all three classes. They will be in a new classroom, but for the specialty areas, they're gonna go back with their former class so that there's time that they could spend with the other classmates. Does that make sense? So they'll be with this new class in 407, but when it's time for violin, they'll go back and take violin with the class that they left. So that it seems, instead of like pulling them out, it's more sort of like middle school, where
right.
you know, you go from subject to subject. The core subjects will be in 407. The specialty areas will be with their former class. That way it just seems really natural and they get to see their friends. Okay, William? Okay, Huiling, do you want to translate that first?
Okay, so 这个家长的问题其实就是说呢，因为有很多的小朋友呢，他们因为生病而缺席呢，那是不是可以呢？就是我们可以就是视频那些小朋友进来会议来认识这个新老师。然后校长说呢，如果就说我们现在呢很多视频会议都到现在为止呢都还没有启动的。还有呢就是如果有十个小朋友生病的话呢，那五个小朋友呢就可以就是说先接触这个新的老师。让老师可以就是好好的观察他们之后呢，这样子其余的进来的时候，老师会慢慢的帮助他们的。然后呢，就是说呢，这些小朋友呢，虽然是从不同的教室呢放进来这个教室里面，但是如果他们要去那些特别课程呢，例如去学习小提琴呢，他们会跟他们原先的那些教室里面的小朋友呢，是一起去参加这一些特别的活动的。
Okay, William added a second comment. Because the kids range all over in terms of social skills and education level, might it be better to try and group the kids that need more help in certain areas together? That's a really good point, William. We tend not to do that. The teachers, we tend to do a lot of small group work, so the teachers know how to differentiate. That would also mean that we will go back to homogeneous grouping, which we moved away from. We're heterogeneous, and we find that it really works out with a mix of students in the class. socially, academically, because they learn to support each other. Are you okay with that, William? Denise, did I answer your question? I can't hear you, Denise.
Kind of. Okay. It sounds like you're not doing a Zoom call. but
no, you know what it is? We're going to see how it goes, because we don't know the exact number of students coming back from quarantine who will be out. We'll just see how it goes. I wouldn't worry, because this teacher has been in our building since September, and many of the students know him already. And they'll get to see their classmates. And I just mentioned violin, but you know, this goes for soccer, it goes for chess. They'll get to see their friends. We don't want it to feel like we're ripping them apart from their friends. We want to make it so that, you know, they're with one group, but they float back to the other group. And that's how we've always done it. The students are, well, actually now, I would have to say, your third graders did this in the first grade when they did social studies and they went to different teachers, depending on their interests. So this is sort of like that, where they float in and out of classes. And the classes will save the seats for them in the room. So it's not like we're intermixing, you know, it should be safe. And our rooms are sprayed down every day. Amanda, thank you. Amanda Nunes, thank you. It took a while to get to this point where we really tried to figure out what we're doing. Huiling, is there anything can you translate that? Sorry.
Okay. 然后呢 ,William 呢他加了一个就是说如果小朋友呢他们要抽出来那些小朋友呢可不可以抽出来一些呢是他们就是在学习方面呢都是差不多程度一样的小朋友抽进去出来放在这个教室。校长说不可以，因为呢我们其实呢是老师呢他们呢知道怎么样去分别呢教不同学习情况的小朋友的。我们不想就是说把小朋友呢全部就是说聚在一起，那我们要小朋友学习怎么样去帮助其他的小朋友学习，而且老师呢他们就是说在学习在教书的时候他们也会知道怎么样去把他们的要教的东西把它分成不同的类，这样教同样的东西的。 OK， 还有校长刚刚说呢就是有关于刚刚 Sammy 的那个问题，就是说如果小朋友呢他们这个新的老师呢对不对，如果他们不可以做一个视频会议的话，那小朋友有可能会不习惯。然后校长说呢这个老师其实在九月份的时候呢，在开学的时候呢有已经跟我们在一起在这里的教学生，所以有很多学生是认识这个老师的。而且呢他们现在呢就是不单止我们的那个就是特别课程呢对不对，他们的教室里面呢也会把他们原先的位置呢会留给他们的。而且呢就是不管去哪一些特别的课程里面呢，他们都会跟着他们去那些同样的课程里面的。
Okay, Aiden's mommy has a question. Are you guys going to have a conversation with all the third graders about this transition prior to it actually happening? Yes, the teachers will tomorrow. The teachers will tomorrow, and then you'll get a call from the school to let you know whether your child will be transitioning to this class or not. I'm just asking everybody to be patient and give it 2 weeks before you make judgment of the switch, okay? Give it 2 weeks, and you know you can always reach out to me with any issues. We do our best to try to resolve it, but give it 2 weeks, and the teachers will tell the students tomorrow that this will happen on Wednesday. They might not necessarily tell the students who they are yet, and they say, we'll let you know on Wednesday morning. But we don't expect any tears. They're going to have plenty of time to be together. You know, that's why we're letting them get back together during some of the specialty areas. We want it as if we were in the first grade where it was quite fluid, where they know a few teachers and how they switch from, you know, subject to subject with different teachers. We sort of wanted that fluid, except we can't make it that fluid because of the COVID safety protocol. But give it 2 weeks. I think this will be really great for the kids. Even physically, they'll have more room in the classroom. 3 feet apart with the desk makes for a very crowded room. You know, we don't have as much students, but if you can picture the desk 3 feet apart, it's sort of like a jigsaw puzzle to move around the room. We think even like physically, it'll make the space more conducive to learning.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，就是说我们老师呢会不会跟学生讲说，这个事情会发生？然后校长说呢，明天三年级的老师呢即将会跟所有的小朋友说呢，在星期三呢有一些小朋友呢会搬去这个新的教室里面的。Okay, 那他不会告诉他们呢，到底是谁会搬去这个教室里面 ？Okay, 还有呢就是校长希望你们可以耐心的等待，给两个星期看看这些小朋友可不可以适应这个新的情况。之后呢，你可以呢去跟校长发言的，因为呢，我们觉得呢，小朋友呢，我们觉得他对他们会是比较的好的，因为他们在特别课程的时候呢，他们会跟他原先的那些教室里面的学生呢去上这些特别课程，就好像以前他一年级呢去学习。不同的在社会课里面学习，好像不同的动物呢，他们都会去不同的老师教室里面，是一个很好的就是方法，让他可以呢，就是适应另外一个老师啊，去认识另外一个老师。还有呢，就是呢，在那个就是说，在一个教室里面呢，我们觉得呢，少一点的人呢，对不对，会比较方便小朋友，因为呢，每一个教室里面呢，他们都有社交距离三尺的，然后三尺跟他们的桌子呢，其实是在教室里面呢是非常的挤的 ，OK， 然后对他们的学习所有的情况呢都会有帮助的。所以校长说，想希望你们给两个星期耐心的等待。
I don't have any more questions, so I don't want to keep you. Listen, if you think of questions, just shoot me an email, okay? Or School Connects me, and we'll respond as soon as we can. Like I said, give it 2 weeks. If your child is the one being placed in this class, give it 2 weeks. I think they would really like the new teacher, and we're gonna give them time to go back and be with their former teacher. They see their friends during recess. You all know that. We don't make them play with just their classmates. So I'm hoping this will really support the third grade. It's been rough for everybody.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你们没有任何问题的话，这个会议呢就即将结束了。如果你们结束以后有问题的话呢，你们可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢去发一个信息给校长或者是副校长的。然后校长刚刚呢就是强调说呢，我们希望你可以耐心的等待做两个星期，他觉得这一个转变呢是对于你们的小朋友呢是非常非常的好的。然后呢，他们不单止呢在特别课程的方面呢可以跟他们的同学呢去同样时间呢去上这些课程，也可以在吃午餐的时候呢去跟他们呢去学习怎么样去交流的。所以呢，我们希望你们可以耐心的等待两个星期。我们学校校长觉得说，三年级这是我们可以想到的一个方法呢，是来帮助这些三年级的小朋友的。
All right, thank you all for joining me tonight. We'll make it work. Your kids will be great. I promise you.
Okay, 校长说呢，这个会议结束了。
Okay, bye everyone. Good night.